Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
But the church that I was raised up in doesn't know this. They've read it, but it's not become a revelation to you. You want to bring a woman into the Baptist church and let her speak from the pulpit as a preacher? You're going to have a war on your hands. You want to bring a woman in and make her a deaconess? You're going to have a war on your hands. But do you know, in the New Testament church, there was deaconesses and deacons. And God called out women to be prophets. He called them out to be healers. He called them out to do everything. I am certainly glad that God doesn't know that He can't use a woman. Because since He don't know that, He uses them many ways to do many things. Now, the devil lies to us, and women are very limited in what they can do in most churches. I think about the story I heard a woman tell. I heard her tell this personally. Her and her husband went to Bible college together. And it was a charismatic kind of a Bible college. And they went to Georgia, I believe it was, and they started a church down there. And they got a pretty good size, a few hundred. And every once in a while, her husband would ask her to preach. And every time she would, there was one guy out there, every time he saw she was going, he'd get up and go outside. And she asked her husband one day, "Every time I get up to speak, he gets up and walks outside. Would you ask him why he does it?" He said, "He never comes back in while I'm speaking." So he asked him. He said, "You know, I don't believe women should be allowed to speak in the church. For sure not teach." So, he said, "Well, okay. You know, that's your conviction." So one day, after her husband told his wife about this, she got up to speak one day, and he left. And she said, "You know, I really don't want to offend him, so maybe I shouldn't speak." He said, "No, it's okay. When the Holy Ghost moves on me that I feel like you're supposed to give a message, you just get up and give the message." So he left. So that day after church, they were all gathering around outside. People were leaving and everything. And all of a sudden, they heard a screech of tires and a thud, and a body goes flying, and it lands over here, and it was the guy that got up and went outside. He had been hit by a car, and a paramedic that had in his church that had been in Vietnam runs over and checks him. And this sister so-and-so, she runs over there, and she said, the paramedic says, "Sister, I'm sorry. It's too late. He has no heartbeat. That impact killed him." That woman says, "No, Lord, no, I'm not going to let him go out like this." And that woman began to pound on his chest and say, "In the name of Jesus, Lord, you told me I could ask anything. I command life back in him in the name of Jesus." This woman is really, people think she's making a fool out of herself. She's pounding on this guy's chest. "Live in the name of Jesus." And all of a sudden, he opens his eyes and he's okay. And the paramedic says, "He's okay." Yeah. And so they call 911, send him down to the hospital. They check him out. He comes back. And that night at the service, he's there. And she's supposed to speak. And so she gets up to speak. And when she gets up and starts to speak, he raises his hand and says, "Hallelujah, sister, preach on." I mean, when a woman raises you from the dead, it's time to listen to her, don't you think? When the devil's killed you and that little woman raised him from the dead. Don't you get glad God doesn't know that he can't use women? He can use a woman just like he can a man, because in the church, there's neither male nor female. We're just all one in Christ Jesus. And we need to get a hold of that. You are no more important than the person sitting beside you. I don't care what nationality, color, creed, anything, male or female. It makes no difference. We're all one in Christ Jesus. Wow. We've got to get a hold of that. We've got to work together as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. Galatians 6:15, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. But as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." As many as walk according to this rule, if you're in Christ, peace be on you. Now, what if you don't walk according to that rule? Then peace is not going to be upon you. He's speaking a blessing. He's speaking a blessing. As long as we realize we're all one in Christ, then Paul has spoken a blessing over every one of us, which will come to pass. He spoke these blessings years and years ago. Now, we can still speak those and do those today. But we need to realize, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creature. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And as many as walk according to this rule, as new creatures in Christ, one, the body is one, peace be on them, and mercy upon us all. Those are blessings that Paul spoke to us. Now, Ephesians 1. And I'm telling you, when I got a hold of this, when I read this, I thought, this cannot possibly be true. This just can't be true. It's too good to be true. And when you read something, the guy says, call us, and for $29.95, we'll give you a package to show you how to become a multimillionaire. Let me tell you, that sounds too good to be true. And if you see it on television, it's too good to be true. So don't waste your $29. If they knew how to do that, they would be there. So, when you get those kind of deals, it sounds too good to be true. So, we have been steeped in the world system, and the world system, the devil, will do things like that to make things sound too good to be true, and they will be. But he'll try his best to deceive you, to get you to buy things and do things, and probably every one of us has been suckered in on some of those things at one time or another. I know I have. You know, I've tried little things that sounded very good, and usually it didn't work out. If you want to be blessed, you got to do it God's way, not the devil's way. But listen to this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, who's this to? All of us. Not only was he writing it to the Christians at Ephesus, but to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, are you a faithful Christian? Then this is promises to you. If you are a faithful Christian walking in obedience to God's Word, this promises to you. What if you're not a faithful Christian? What if you're walking in disobedience? Then it's not to you. But it's only to those that walk faithful. Grace be to you and peace from God to the person that's walking faithful in Christ Jesus. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this promise. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Are you a faithful Christian in Christ? Are you walking in obedience to His Word? Then not only shall grace and peace be multiplied to you, walking in faithfulness and obedience to the Word, but all spiritual blessings or spiritual gifts are already yours. He's already given those to us and laid them out on the table and said, here they are. They're yours. Take them and run with them. What? Well, Lord, I've been praying for the gift of knowledge for years. I've been praying for the gift of wisdom for years. I've been praying for the gift of miracles for years. I've been praying for the gift of healing for years. And he said, you've been wasting your breath. Amen. I've already given it to you. Take it and act on it. Run with it. Do something. You see somebody that needs something, if you're grown in Christ, you see a brother that needs something, you see a person out there in the workplace that gets burned or whatever it may be, run up and use that gift. I've already given it to my faithful, obedient children that are walking in obedience to my Word. Walk up and do something to them. Pray for them. Lay hands on them. Say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Quote the word. And I'll watch over the word to perform it. You want to see God do some wonderful things? Learn who you are. And then act on His word. I mean, I know I've told some of these stories so many times, some of you are getting tired of hearing them.
No, sir.
But I'll tell you what, when you take the word of God, every time I think about just a few years ago when that little woman, I don't even know if that Spanish woman was a Christian or not, but all I know is there was a need. And I knew these spiritual gifts belonged to me as a son of God. And when I hear this woman screaming and go look and see all that skin burned off of her arm, that woman's in pain. Now, what do I have in me? All these mighty powerful things as a son of God. All I got to do is act on them. I don't have to go say, oh God, would you please give me the gift of healing? Would you give me the gift of miracles so I can do, maybe Lord, I might be able to do something for this poor woman. He said, no, son, I've already blessed you with all those things. Go use it. I've given you that power. Go do something with it. So then that's when you step out in faith. And the world thinks you're making to make a fool out of yourself. When everybody's doing everything they know how to do. Doctoring with medicine and salve and all the stuff they do. Cold water. And you run up and quote the word. Jesus said in Isaiah 53:4 that He bore your pain so you won't have to have that pain. He bore your griefs and your sorrows, which means pain and sickness in the Hebrew. If Jesus bore your pain, does He plan for you to have pain?
No.
Nope. So you say, Jesus said in Isaiah 53:4, He bore your pain. So woman, you want to bear it. And then in Mark 16:18, Jesus told me to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And then in Mark 11:23, the king says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I shall have whatsoever I say. I said, woman, I guarantee you're going to get a supernatural healing from the king, and his name is Jesus. And you turn and walk off. Everybody think, wow, the Lone Ranger just swooped by here and quote a few words and he's gone. Now, I might have been the Lone Ranger, but I was speaking God's mighty word. And who watches over His word to perform it?
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.